Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're in a simulcast. The remainder of the second hour, all of the third and fourth, starting at the 8 after break. We've got European Union Member of Parliament joining us for his second visit, Godfrey Bloom, with a host of reports on the global greenhouse gas taxes that they're still trying to force through the EU. They've announced the EU, Obama and Gordon Brown have, will be the new body that will levy taxes on us, even if the treaty wasn't signed, to be paying this into the IMF and World Bank. So that is coming up. We'll also talk about a host of other issues with him. Like this report, Greece cancels order for swine flu vaccine. Greece has canceled the remaining order of about 8 million batches of the vaccine against the deadly swine flu. Local media is citing the government source, saying that basically no one is taking it and the public believes it's a fraud and the government's saying it's a fraud. Here's another report from PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. Steve Watson, international hearings begin on falsified, that's a quote, swine flu pandemic. Greatest medical scandal of the century to come under scrutiny. The Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe, a 47-nation body encompassing democratically elected members of Parliament, has begun hearings to investigate whether the H1N1 swine flu pandemic was falsified or exaggerated in an attempt to profit from vaccine sales. And I had the article a few days ago. When did those hearings in the House start on fraud by Geithner and Paulson, both called over giving themselves bonuses of money that they sent to Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and others? So, see, I mean, on every front, these guys are in trouble. And the European Union body itself is saying this was all a premeditated, profit-making fraud, hyped up that it wasn't really a dangerous virus, that it's killed around 11% of what the regular flu does, that the vaccine itself is dangerous. Remember, members of the European Union, the German government, the German military, they wouldn't take what they were pushing the public to take. So the fraud is imploding, and this is really a wonderful thing that's happening. So all those people that made fun of you, all those talk show hosts like Dr. Dina Dell that told you you should be arrested if you don't take the shot, or people should be sued who don't take it because they're endangering others. Wait, if you already take the deadly shot and you think it protects you, well, then why am I hurting you if I don't take it, if you're supposedly immune? Of course, the vaccine insert admits it has mercury, can cause Guillain-Barré, cancer virus RNA, brain damage, neurological disorders, sterilization, reduced fertility. I mean, that's in the five major vaccine makers in Europe and the U.S. Every one of the inserts says that. And that's how we beat these people. They called us conspiracy theorists, and we just every day got up on air and said, okay, here's the insert. I'm going to read it on air. And on TV, we showed you the insert. And we opened up packages of the flu vaccine on air and showed you the actual insert. We told you, go to the pharmacy, ask for the actual insert, not the government-approved fact sheet. They had a government-put-out fact sheet that the vaccine makers made up that said, does not cause neurological disorders, does not have mercury, cannot sterilize you, has absolutely no side effects, is wonderful. And we'd say, look, they have this fake sheet they give you, but here's what actually comes out of the package of it. And we destroyed them. See, they can't sit there and say, oh, there's no plan for a global carbon tax, and then they openly push it. They can't say there's no mercury in the shots, and then the shots have the mercury. They can't get away with this. They call us a conspiracy theorist, like Cass Sunstein, the White House regulatory czar. He says, ban and arrest someone. This is worse than the rules they've got in Europe. He's calling it a hate crime now to say that man-made global warming isn't real. He says, arrest you. These guys are open tyrants. It's over for them if we simply point our fingers at them and say, you are a thug. You are a tyrant in the long lineage of Adolf Hitler and Joseph Stalin and Mao Zedong and Julius Caesar. You are tyrannous.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Coming up in the next hour, we're going to open the phones for the second half of the broadcast so you can respond to all the important news that's taking place. Scott Brown, of course, ladies and gentlemen, has won a landslide victory in the state of Massachusetts, taking Ted Kennedy's seat. I want to go over his voting record, though, because obviously it is a message to Obama that we don't want the government hijacking of health care. We don't want all the Marxist-Leninists that openly have every major czarship in his government running our lives. The problem is, if this is the type of Republicans that are going to be replacing the Democrats, we're in trouble. Okay? So it is a good message. It is overall a positive thing if we navigate this correctly. Or we'll end up in 3 years with a watered-down globalist Republican that will just continue along the lines of George Bush and Barack Obama. But there is a major realignment taking place. And not just a realignment here in the United States. In Europe, every time a country gets a chance to vote, they vote down joining the European Union. The problem is that they just keep bringing the vote back over and over again, like Ireland, till it passes. Now, we are joined for the balance of the hour with the European Member of Parliament from Yorkshire and Humber for the United Kingdom Independence Party. We are joined by Godfrey Bloom, MEP.co.uk, to talk about a host of issues. But I wanted to get him back on last week when I saw some press releases he was putting out about the type of people that are coming into the European Parliament now and the type of bureaucrats they're hiring are open Marxist-Leninists. Now, then when you point out that almost all of Obama's czars or almost all the bureaucrats in the EU write books and articles saying they want total communism, then you say, I don't want communism. And they say, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist, doesn't exist. I mean, you cannot ignore that Obama's diversity czar praises Mao and praises the Venezuelan leader, Hugo Chavez, who is starting to really become a dictator and restrict free speech. I mean, I liked it when he killed the North American, Central American, South American union they were setting up. But, I mean, he just gets worse and worse by the minute. So we're going to be breaking that down with him as well as the fact that it's now coming out that the swine flu hype was a profit-making scam and it was a dangerous vaccine. I want to get his view on that. Mr. Bloom, great to have you on with us.
A great pleasure again, Alex. Morning to you and morning to Texas.
I've thrown out a lot of issues there at the start, but let's get into your press release first with the type of individuals infesting the European Union, then the latest on Gordon Brown and Obama saying that they're going to try to just have the EU, England, and the U.S. start raising carbon taxes, even though Copenhagen failed to get a treaty. France says, even though their Supreme Court found their carbon tax to be unfair and discriminatory because the government can selectively enforce it. That's their plan, shut down their competition, give favors to friends. I want to talk about that as well, how they're trying to regroup. They're now announcing they're going to try to list other gases as deadly. So they're not giving up, even though they've been exposed.
Yes, I've been in the chamber this very afternoon talking about this very subject, actually, and it's interesting. Fascinating, I have to say, just how similar the problems that we both have, you in America over there and we here in Europe, the same lies, the same cheating, the same scams, all and about the same things. Absolutely fascinating how close we are. We're running along on parallel lines here with lying and the cheating. May it help a little bit if I just explained where we are at the moment. Every 5 years, we have a new parliament, which I mentioned briefly when I was on your show last. Every 5 years, the commission, the commissioners change, or commissars, as they're called by some countries here, and commissar is probably a better word. These individuals are selected by governments. There are 27 of them, because we have 27 countries in the European Union. And these chaps are put forward with specific briefs, whether it's climate, whether it's the economy, whether it's consumers, well, you know, whatever their brief happens to be. There are 27 of them, and every 5 years they're put forward, these characters, and we are allowed to interview them, and I'm allowed to ask them questions for 1 minute, and I'm allowed a supplementary question of 1 minute. So I, as an elected member for Yorkshire and North Lincolnshire, with over a quarter of a million votes on the committee, I'm only allowed 2 minutes to cross-examine these scoundrels, and they call that democracy.
Tell us about some of these individuals. I mean, they don't hide that they believe the European Union is the rebirth of basically the Soviet Union.
Yes, indeed. And out of the 27, we have, I think, around about 15 unashamed communists who don't try and pretend it. They don't try and cover it up. For an example, there's the Spaniard, Mr. Alumina, who was he's a self-confessed Marxist. He's a member of the Spanish Socialist Workers' Party, and he was part of a joint communist administration in Spain in the year 2000, and they supported the Kremlin when they were trying to stop the Baltic states getting their independence. So that's the sort of individual that we're dealing with. He's now in charge of Competition Commission. He's the Competition Commissioner. He's now in charge of 27 countries' competition arrangements.
So this is rule by the bureaucracy, just like Obama and his czars. They don't care what the Congress says. They don't care what the countries say. They just do whatever they want.
Well, they do, because my parliament, laughingly called a parliament, is not a parliament as you and I would understand it, Alex. It's an amending chamber. So we get the law comes across to my parliament from the commission bureaucracy, and we get to change a few of the sentences and put a couple of full stops and commas in. But the actual law is created by people like this. And I say, there's 27 of them, they're all communists or Marxists and totally unashamed. Those who aren't necessarily communists have a fairly crooked background as well. So we've got a right bunch of scoundrels who are going to be taking care of British legislation, the oldest, one of the oldest democracies on the face of the globe. I don't know how my country got into this mess.
When you talk to these individuals, and we actually have some of those YouTube clips coming up later, but when you talk to these people, I mean, they're not hiding this.
No, it's quite extraordinary, and the way they're allowed to get with us, I say, I have all the names here, all members of the Communist Party, or Marxists, or Socialist Workers, and those who aren't are scoundrels with very fishy backgrounds back at you know, their own home countries, where they've all been either prosecuted or been involved in financial scandals of some description or another, including Ireland, so on and so forth. It was quite interesting. I might have mentioned this on the your programme last time. For example, the commissioner that they brought in the last administration, Monsieur Barreau, absolutely fascinating. He was under a suspended prison sentence in France for embezzlement, and he was the commissioner to investigate fraud in the European Union. You simply couldn't invent it. In fact, I would be surprised if most of your listeners, or indeed the British listeners, who I know are addicted to your programme as well, will actually believe this. They think I'm a swivel-eyed lunatic, but it's all here in front of me.
So how does the Parliament ever actually get the rightful power of a democratic system, and how do you stop these commissars, or czars as we call them here, from just doing whatever they want?
Well, It's fairly interesting that, of course, you alluded to it earlier, quite rightly, that the French had their national referendum. The French rejected it. So did the Dutch. We were promised in Great Britain, we were promised a referendum by all the main political parties. They've all reneged on those promises because they're all cheats and liars. And so we haven't been given our say. And the reason we haven't been given our say, of course, is because everybody knows the British would vote no, just as the Dutch and the French did and the Irish did first time round, of course, being bullied into saying yes. So what we've got to do, we've got to find a new party. We have to find a new party across the globe. There has to be, and I mentioned this perhaps last time, maybe we need to be looking at something like the party, the constitutional party, I would suggest. We have a constitution. We have a very good constitution in Great Britain. It isn't a written constitution like yours in America. I would argue that your American Constitution is one of the greatest documents ever written by men who are significantly wiser than the men we have in charge now. We have the document. What we need to do is make sure that it gets back in force. And we need to write to the scoundrels who now govern us. And I was very, very interested to hear that the Republican had won. I predicted Obama. Obama's honeymoon period would probably last about a year. And it's been about a year before the American public realise they're dealing with a socialist scoundrel, and it's rumbled. And I'm very, very happy to see it, although I'm quite sure you're right that the chap that they put in, if you scrape the surface, you'll find another scoundrel and socialist.
I mean, that's the problem. The people don't want big government. They don't want tyranny. But it just continues, and now Obama has the lowest approval rating of any president 1 year into his administration. It's right down at 40% and plunging. But, I mean, I guess the good news is the people are trying to reject it in Europe, in England, in the United States, and more the bureaucracy is hanging on by its fingernails, and more people are becoming aware that the European Union really is an illegitimate institution.
Yes, you're absolutely right. What I think that we need to do, both we here and you over there, of course, it was a very strong Democratic seat in Massachusetts, and we all know that. And I have to say, I regard a very suspicious family who've been running it for some time, but that's by the by. What I would suggest is that those people who swung, those people who used to vote Democrat and no longer do, and voted Republican, it's not just enough to vote Republican or vote for change. You have to write to the Democratic Party and those in power and tell them why you did it. Otherwise, they would go believing it's an accident.
We're going to come back from break and continue along that line. And we're going to also get into what happened at Copenhagen and how the enemy's regrouping. Stay with us.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Member of the European Parliament from England, Godfrey Bloom, is our guest for the rest of the hour. Honored to have him joining us. If you look at how these bureaucracies operate, it's almost identical. And the people send a message to Washington, hey, Bush, we don't like your big government corruption, your Patriot Act. So they put Obama in. A lot of Republicans voted for him. And then they go, oh, my God, this is even worse. And then we'll get another Republican in and it'll get it even worse. And England has been going through this forever, longer than us. And that's what the UKIP, the UK Independence Party, is all about. They're now one of the biggest parties in England, gaining ground, because the people have figured out that the Tories or the Conservatives put out different rhetoric, but they're owned by the same special interests as labor. And so the people of England are really starting to wake up. And so we can learn lessons from what they've gone through in England. Am I accurate in saying that, Mr. Bloom?
Indeed you are. One of the problems that we have, I'm a financial economist by profession, and I sit on the Economic Affairs Committee, and it was interesting that the biggest party in the United Kingdom is the Conservative Party, and I was taken aside this very afternoon and been told to stop rocking the boat. I was being too forceful at meetings, so on and so forth. So the establishment are now starting to run scared. But what do we have a real problem here, and I don't quite know how we're going to deal with this, and this is a problem that I haven't solved and we haven't solved, is the amount of disinformation or lack of information that they get back in the United Kingdom. So, for example, today I'm talking to you about our new commissars who are going to now be responsible for 75% of the laws made in the United Kingdom. But most people still don't really know that. And, of course, we have public service broadcasting, the BBC, who had an absolutely magnificent record in the war for telling the truth, even when the truth hurt, of course, have been completely subverted by this place. What most people listening in England to your show, and that there are many, won't know, for example, is that the European Commission Bank has lent the BBC €100,000 on an interest-free basis. Now, they won't know that. There's all sorts of things. The swine flu thing you've been talking about is interesting as well. They are still advertising in England the swine flu vaccination, although everybody knows it to be bad, fraudulent, and a scare that never actually happened. But in the United Kingdom, what is becoming common knowledge now, even in Germany and France, I have to tell you, is not common knowledge in the United Kingdom. And I spotted this 6 months ago when I said this swine flu was a great scam, and none of the English newspapers would handle it because it was too hot to handle. Because if I'd been wrong, and of course everybody had died of swine flu, you know, they would be held liable. So I couldn't get the story away. So most ordinary people in England have no idea that swine flu is a scam.
Well, I want to talk more about that, but and what this European Union Commission is saying, because they're actually doing the right thing. You know, their own doctors and people coming out saying this is a fraud, and there's talk of indictments with some of the World Health Organization people involved making profits. It's come out that more than 50% of the government experts hired by the federal government were making hundreds of thousands of dollars apiece as employees or consultants to the vaccine makers. I mean, this is classic fraud. But going back to what you just said, the average Brit, because we talk to them, we have a lot of listeners over there that listen on the internet and shortwave and satellite, they say their neighbors still don't even know that the European Union is run by a bunch of unelected bureaucrats, and they don't even know that they're making at least 75% of the laws and rulings. Same thing here. Since 2005, we've been under SPP, Security Prosperity Partnership. The internal documents have been released. We are under a North American Union with a private governing council and bureaucrats from Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. They're setting even the color of highway signs, where these inland ports are, trade deals, all these special favors for their cronies, and the general public still doesn't even know that this is happening.
This is absolutely right, Alex, and this is, again, one of the main problems, because your average chap, your average Joe Sixpack, I think you call them there, sometimes calls them the man on the clap of omnibus over here, which is a rather quaint expression. But he reads the newspapers, he looks at BBC News, so on and so forth, but none of this information is coming through those channels. And, of course, Middle England don't tend to, in general, do much blogging or internet stuff. They tend to read the newspaper, and they tend to listen to the BBC. So they're being drip-fed misinformation on a constant basis. And when I bring people over to the European Parliament, as I do, I bring a busload over. I bring over Middle England businessmen. These are well-read, intelligent people. These aren't morons, Alex. These are intelligent Middle England guys. And they say to me when they go back, they say, how could it be that I didn't know?
It's a scientifically crafted propaganda fraud. Stay there. Long segment coming up. Member of the European Union Parliament from England, Godfrey Bloom, is our guest. We're going to get into a host of issues. And what's up next on the land-grabbing communist agenda?
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
Is it finishing off this agenda that we're pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home?
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So Cyrus Jones live forever. Grave digger.
Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't a joke. This isn't a game. I mean, I've been doing this for 16 years, over 14 years on air. And when I watch video clips of every single czar, I just randomly look up one of Obama's czars. I type in communism. I type in Mao Zedong. I type in restrictions on free speech. Do it yourself. And everyone, and I've been doing this for the last year, but over the weekend, I spent hours and hours, and my wife was like, come spend time with the children. And I wanted to, but it was like a horror movie. I had to know who these true villains are. And every one of them loves Mao. And we were listing them earlier in the week. Every one of them loves communism. Every one of them says we're going to restrict free speech and arrest people. And Cass Sunstein, one of the most powerful czars, over all federal regulations. He interprets federal law and then implements it however he wants. We've spent the last 2 weeks, as you know, day after day, just reading his quotes, playing video clips. There is no Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. There is no free speech. He wants to arrest you for conspiracy theories. And then he lists them. He said, if you don't believe that global warming is man-made and deadly, you need to be arrested. You need to be banned. I mean, he wrote this for Chicago Law School a year and a half ago. I mean, I can't believe it. So I read, while I was reading all this about our czars, I saw a member of European Union Parliament, Godfrey Bloom, basically putting press releases out going, oh, my God, I've had a chance to interview the bureaucracy czars that really run everything. We have no power over them, and they're all, folks, communists killed hundreds of millions of people, over 100 million conservatively. These people don't play games. They take your farm, they take your ranch, they put you in labor camps. In fact, at the end of the show, I'm going to play about 15 minutes from a British/German documentary that interviewed survivors of North Korean camps, and they do this on purpose. They have a system, and literally, I mean, I saw, and we're going to our guest, I start ranting. I saw 2 weeks ago, Hardball Chris Matthews say his idol is Saul Alinsky. Saul Alinsky is called the communist communist. He wrote about putting us in labor camps. I mean, you've got all these rich bureaucrats saying they're going to put us in labor camps. You know, I think that's the one thing they've got over us, Mr. Bloom, is that they're so evil. They don't have a little mustache like Hitler or a mustache like Stalin. We have those archetypal images from the, you know, 50, 60 years ago that we now can't recognize our generation of tyrants because they're a bunch of lip-wristed, you know, pansies hopping around. But they've got the police working for them and the tax man. These are dangerous people.
Yes, you hit the nail right on the head there, Alex, because it is the fact that they are so desperately plausible. They're quite urbane. These guys aren't swivel-eyed lunatics. These guys sit there and look pretty plausible. And I've got a list in front of me. Every name. Our president, Barroso, the president of the parliament, was a former Maoist Communist Party in Portugal. Slim Callas, Stefan Fuel, Andres Powerbags, Janek Pochetik, Algira Semeta, and so on and so forth. I've got a whole list. This isn't top secret stuff. These people are open, upfront communists and have always been and make no apology for it. But the thing is, they are urbane, they are plausible, and of course, nobody's interested from the press because the press have been bought body and soul and the BBC by people who are all, if I may use a little bit of a crudity here, they all piss in the same pot, Alex.
They certainly do. Again, I want to get your take on all of this instead of ranting myself and backing up what you're saying. Again, the public's starting to wake up to just how diabolical, and that's the word, they are diabolical. And I've seen the London Guardian and Mombiot and all of them saying it's treason to deny man-made climate change, death penalty. These guys are all against the death penalty for a child rapist or a murderer, but they love talking about arresting us and imprisoning us and in some cases executing us if we deny their global religion of communism. Can you speak specifically to the European Union and others trying to pass more and more laws to restrict free speech?
Yes, it's interesting that the British system and the American system is extremely similar, is that we don't have a prescriptive legislative system. Basically, if a free-born Englishman, an American, pretty well do what they like if it isn't actually banned by law. Now, I mentioned this on your last show, when I was on the show last, you very kindly invited me, the Corpus Juris system, or sometimes known as the Napoleonic Code, tells the citizen that which he may do. And that is a fundamental change. So they have a rule book to say this is what you may do, this is what you may not do. So consequently, they always have the upper hand. The legal system always has the upper hand. And of course, if you look at that prescriptive system and you see that over 50% of all the commissars who actually head up the bureaucracies of the European Union and 75% of our laws of all countries, not just Great Britain, all countries are made by the place from which I'm speaking at the moment. You know, this is how we're totally and utterly wrapped up. And people just don't know and don't understand that these characters are dominating every aspect of their lives.
And again, just briefly for those that don't understand this European Union bureaucracy, because they're setting up a similar quasi-governmental one, more of a corporate brand of it here, with all this bureaucratic power, You're in France right now. Describe the different capitals and different bureaucracies, and how was the power originally vested to these unelected pirates? I mean, explain that in a nutshell for people, please, sir.
Well, it's basically really sort of mission creep, as it were. Legislation has come about since 1975, for example, where we said there was a referendum in 1975 in the United Kingdom, and we were told that it was a free trade zone. And a lot of people voted for it. On that basis, it was free trade. And almost every 2 years since, there's been another treaty which has pushed it slowly but surely and relentlessly to a superstate that we have now, run by committees. The committees form the law, and of course one of the sad things that we've lost in the United Kingdom, this is something that you need, that you, is happening to you, I believe this is happening to you, is that we have lost our system of common law. We're now run by quangos. The United Kingdom is quangos. I'm not sure whether that word is familiar
in
America.
Well, it's administrative law that where the bureaucracy just churns out new rules with no statutory force behind them.
That's exactly right, and the powers that they have are extraordinary. Let me give an example: the Financial Service Authority in London. They have, they can virtually kick down your door, they can close your business, they can do exactly as they like. There is no redress. You can't get come back and say you ruined my family's investment advisor practice with your shenanigans. There's no comeback, and it's the same with DEFRA, which is the our agricultural enforcement agency, and we have a number of these agencies. So the law has been completely suspended. Of course, common law was a great thing. You know, we gave a lot of the free world a magnificent legal system, not perfect. I'm not pretending it's perfect. It never was. But a pretty good one, all of which has now gone. And of course, if you take away the law, you take away the rights of the individual. And that's what's happened. But it hasn't happened in one bite-sized chunk. They weren't that stupid. They're not stupid enough to do it
well,
in
let's
a bite-sized
go back.
Chunk.
In the BBC, of all places, they've had Bilderberg Group members like Healy and others brag in the last 2 years, hey, guess what? 1957, Treaty of Rome, we established the European Union. We did it by stealth, and that's why at the 50th anniversary in 2007, it was the 50th anniversary. It wasn't the 7th anniversary when they announced it in 2000. They said, ha-ha, we set this up 50 years ago. Now 53 years ago, in your face, and when Judicial Watch sued 3 years ago, so my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, when they sued, they got the internal SPP documents with Bush and everybody else meeting and this council of private corporations and bureaucrats, and the first order of business was North American integration by stealth through trade and security agreements. And so this is a dishonest conquest by a bureaucratic class funded by select monopoly capitalists who are not free market, who kind of dump communists and collectivists out to steal the middle class's wealth and then transfer it to them. I mean, this is truly a criminal enterprise. And then we look at the, and I want you to comment on that, this is the same model. We've been in the North American Union since 2005. We have the documents. The general public doesn't even know. You've been in your EU, at least on paper, since 57. They didn't tell you it was happening until 99, 2000. And then expanding out from there, we defeat Copenhagen, the countries don't sign on to it, and Gordon Brown and Barack Obama and the EU say, don't worry, Herman Van Rompuy, they say, don't worry, we already had this power, we're going to start registering everybody's carbon globally, and we're going to take U.S., British, and European tax money and start shoveling it into this global government, calling it global government. I mean, this is a completely illegitimate criminal enterprise.
Yes, you're absolutely right. We recruit in the United Kingdom. There's a subversive group called Common Purpose. It's a sort of Freemasonry with a small F. So these guys are recruited at universities. They're spotted at universities, and they've been brought into the civil service systems, the BBC, and they've got their own style of jargon, their own sort of semi-secret handshakes. So they all sing off the same hymn sheet, and they are the people that actually who would normally we would expect in our legal systems, in our political systems, in our civil service systems to be protecting us from these things, by using our Constitution, these are the people that have actually been subverted. And let me give you an example which I think will surprise you and surprise your listeners on both sides of the Atlantic. I'm also a member of the Environmental Committee. And bear in mind, I re-won my seat in June, so by a very significant margin, with an increased majority. Now, I'm not an important man in British politics, and I don't pretend to be, but I'm not totally insignificant. I wrote privately to the Prince of Wales, who believes all this carbon dioxide nonsense, bless his cotton socks, and he believes all this. And I wrote to him personally as an elected representative, a re-elected representative, as a member of the Environment Committee on the European Union, which governs the United Kingdom's entire environment and energy policy. I wrote to him privately at Clarence House and said, please, can I beg you to look more deeply into the science of this, because I don't think you're getting sound advice. And I think that the reason you're not getting sound advice is I think the people close to you are deliberately holding back information. And I said, please, I also beg you on this, Your Royal Highness, if you'd be so kind, would you reply to me personally? Because even if you don't agree with me, even if you don't like what I've got to say, at least I know that this letter was put in front of you. 3 months later, I got a letter from a lackey. Now, I actually don't believe the Prince of Wales saw my letter. Now, I don't know who advises him. I don't know what the situation is, and it's his own fault. I don't have a lot of sympathy. He wants to really actually sharpen his act up. But it does make you wonder, Alex, does it not, how deeply penetrated the entire British and European system has been by these individuals?
Absolutely. Gordon Brown's announcement that doesn't matter, we're going to register everybody's carbon and start the taxes, whether you like it or not. How is that marching along, A, and B, how big of a defeat was Copenhagen going down in flames to these people?
Well, of course, not only was Copenhagen a ridiculous shambles, of course, as you saw the limousines driving through the blizzard to get there, and you couldn't invent it, frankly, could you? And the London Times have just said, Giles Corran, I might have mentioned this earlier, says, we're all extremely stupid. The coldest weather that we've had in Arizona, Texas, Korea, China, the United Kingdom and Poland, so on and so forth, the coldest winter for something like 30 or 40 years, and we're all too stupid to understand that that's what global warming does. The trouble is, I think, with politicians, they're so detached. They think we're stupid. They think because we're not proactive necessarily in politics that somehow we're stupid, and we have to somehow let them know that we're not stupid. We don't buy it. But you've got to bear in mind, Gordon Brown, Alex, is actually dysfunctional. He's a dysfunctional individual. He's laughably hopeless.
Just looking at you know, people, men and women, if I saw him in an airport and he wasn't the leader of England, I would think there's something wrong with that man. I mean, he does just and I don't normally judge a book by its cover, but also his actions. He really comes off as like some kind of freak.
Well, he is a freak, and of course he's never been elected. Just bear in mind, he wasn't elected. He never stood for office. He didn't lead the party. He didn't. He won the leadership of a UK Labour Party unopposed, and he's never gone forward for an election, and the people have never judged him. Now, that's our system. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but that's the situation. So the British has never judged him, but sadly, Alex, we have another vacuous, rather stupid young man waiting in the wings, David Cameron, who takes his tie off and calls himself Dave in order to impress the working classes over here, which doesn't cut any mustard at all. But he's equally stupid and vacuous, but he looks good on television, Alex, so that's all right then, isn't it?
So what's happening in England? I mean, I do see your party and others really starting to gain ground. The people are slowly but surely, at least from afar, and of course you see that from afar here in the U.S., are starting to get it.
To an extent, what's happened recently is that they've disengaged. And they need to re-engage. The polls that we have now are very low. People have stopped bothering to turn out. And that's what we've got to change round. We've got to get people, they've started to not vote for the main parties, but we need to turn that voting in a positive way for parties who are offering something else. And I'm quite sure this happens in America. When I go on the stump talking to people, they agree with everything I say. They say, Godfrey, that's absolutely first class. Agree with everything you say. And I say, well, can I rely on your vote at the election? They say, sorry, no, I always vote Conservative. or Labour. You need a new party, and we've got to get your country out of it, because the new world has to lead us through this, to be honest.
All right, going back,
people have got to stop voting Republican and Democrat as a matter of habit.
Absolutely, because that power structure is fully corrupt. But going back here briefly as we go to break, you say you were pulled aside, and I've had other members of the European Union Parliament on who've been openly rebuked. The former leader of your party, told to shut up. They get to call him names, Nigel Farage, but he can't even expose their fraud. And you're saying you were pulled aside and said and told to shut up. I mean, how undemocratic is that?
Yeah, it's quite extraordinary, isn't it? And the same people that took me aside and asked me to sort of calm down in these chambers of debate, which is, I thought, what politics was all about, are the same people who go back to London pretending, that they're batting for Britain. But of course, people will always, it's tribal. Politics is tribal. It's the same probably with Republicans and Democrats. It's sort of tribal. People always revert to type. And we get the politicians we deserve, in the end.
Stay there. That's key. It's like the Cowboys versus the Redskins or, with your soccer teams, the two big teams against each other. They want to feel like they win by going with the winner.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. And it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way. And you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call for your free CD now. 800-578-6279.
This works. Call the number.
Call now for your free CD. 800-578-6279. 800-578-6279.
We will not be forgotten. We won't be left behind.
Our guest is going to be with us 5 minutes into the next hour. Then I'm going to open the phones up and cover news. In the final hour, I'm going to get into Glenn Beck because he is the leader of the Tea Party movement. He is bigger than Rush Limbaugh now with his radio and TV show. There's no doubt. But he is calling for new taxes. And it's a very dangerous situation. And so we're going to discuss it because I heard him doing some things yesterday and today. It's just this guy, my gut, everything he does tells me, look out, because it's the Republican Party trying to maneuver the revolution of awakening and to control it for the status quo of big government and corporate looting. And I'm going to break that down coming up. Also, more on the flu. Mr. Bloom, I interrupted you 30 minutes ago when you tried to get into the flu fraud. And now it's openly all over the newspapers, at least in Europe and the U.S., but I haven't seen much in England. I've seen some in England in the Telegraph that I mean, major government officials are saying, yes, this was a premeditated fraud and the vaccine was dangerous. The German government wouldn't take it. Their military wouldn't take it. I mean, this is quite a scandal.
Yes, in fact, you're a little bit ahead of me, I have to say, Alex, because I've been in France now for 2 or 3 days, so you're ahead of me. But it's still being, and when I left, it was still being the flu. We were still peddling the flu, would you believe, to babies in between 6 months and 5 years old. It's still being, and basically the inference in the advert is that if you don't do it, basically you're a bad parent. I mean, it's quite strong stuff, Alex. It's quite strong.
Oh, they're still
stuff.
Advertising it here, too, with the exact same pitch. It's just that simultaneously, they say this is the biggest flop ever. People aren't taking it in Europe. They're not taking it here. And it's rotting on the shelves. And it's coming out that it was just a giant hoax.
Well, the British Medical Journal here has condemned it. And I did write a parliamentary question to say, you know, they keep saying people are dying of swine flu. There isn't a single recorded death in the United Kingdom of swine flu, would you believe? Not a single one. I asked a parliamentary question. There's not a single one. So it's interesting how this scam has been moved forward. And what is another interesting thing, of course, is it not, this is a big money-making scam for the pharmaceutical companies, but they have been absolved of their responsibility to do the due diligence that most pharmaceutical drugs need to do.
Well, they were given governmental liability protection because it was a global pandemic, but we now learn the UN changed its rules for pandemic to give it that liability protection.
Yes, absolutely, and this is how you get these frauds start. It's all, you know, I think we had this conversation before. Follow the money, Alex. You'll normally find when you get to the root of it, it's about money. Somebody's got their hand in the till. It's either politicians or pharmaceutical company or bankers. How on earth we got ourselves into this mess over bankers laughing at us now, laughing at us with their big houses and their posh cars as we've bailed them out, you know, all over the world. How could we be this stupid? I mean, where did it come from?
Well, again, I think what our founding fathers did here in the United States, you look at the Magna Carta and the Parliament Act, it took decades for people in history to get the basic liberties that we fought for. And so I think people need to understand the long view of history. So many people demand instant gratification. They're not happy with the government, but they then just stand down and throw their hands up. That's not the answer. We've got to claw back every bit of freedom we can, and that's how these wars for freedom are won.
You're absolutely right. There's one or two things, if you don't mind me being a little bit parochial, Alex. For example, Friends of the Earth, a big charity in Europe, the World Wildlife Fund, Climate Action Network. Friends of the Earth were given €800,000 last year. World Wildlife Fund, $661,000.
Tell you what, Mr. Bloom, we're doing 5 more minutes. We're back in 1 minute. As we go into the next hour, hold it there,
okay.
And we'll get into how the EU is financing this revolution.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.